I'll see you at 3 after April Marie.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The British government's new prescription for an ailing economy: scrap a corporate tax hike and do away with a government cap on bankers' bonuses. Bermuda has been blasted by high winds and heavy rains as Hurricane Fiona passes by to the west. Some of the Canadian Atlantic provinces expect to feel the storm's fury starting late today. Being condemned as a sham by the West, people in Russian-held areas of Ukraine have started voting on whether to join the Russian Federation. The nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan has arrived. It's now docked in a South Korean port ahead of military exercises with South Korea. The drills are aimed at sending a strong message to North Korea about its nuclear program. The opening bell sounding on Wall Street, stocks starting off deep in the red. More details at srnnews.com.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, just watching your hard-earned dollars flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. It really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years, and you can use your Medicare-approved doctor, and you also get telehealth 24/7 service, so you don't have to leave your home for the little stuff. Very worth looking into. And it's so easy to find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're easy to talk to. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. On this first full day of fall, what a nice change in our weather following a frontal passage. Today, sunshine, less humid, not as hot, high temperature up to about 86. Clear skies, comfortably cool tonight, overnight low 62. Good night for area high school games. In fact, good football weather tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 87, low humidity, more sun. Sunday, high temperature in the upper 80s, another front approaches. There could be a few spotty afternoon storms somewhere in the area. Then another batch of some really nice air by Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, and we want to thank you for voting us Best Credit Union and Mortgage Company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards, providing awesome products and personal service for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. Brianna Williams, the mother of a 5-year-old girl whose body was found in Marengo County in 2019, has now been sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. Williams is a former naval petty officer in Jacksonville, but is from the Marengo County area. She had reported that her 5-year-old daughter, Taylor, was missing. Then investigators say she stopped cooperating with them. A 17-year-old, 18-year-old Isaiah Motley, and 18-year-old Martavius Keaton are charged with theft in Demopolis. Keaton is charged with receiving stolen property, and Motley is charged with possession of marijuana. Both men are also facing gun charges, and the investigation remains ongoing. A mock manhunt took place Thursday involving Aaliyah and the Macon County Sheriff's Office. The exercise took place at the Macon County Road and Bridge in Tuskegee. Sheriff Brunson says the manhunt exercise gave them a chance to see what partnering state agencies were equipped to do in case of a real manhunt. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Hi, Hi, Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza here, talking about full service. When you come to Chappie's Deli, you sit down as a family, and we'll take care of whatever you need. We are called to serve. And at Chappie's Deli, we take that calling seriously.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? I haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321-321. That's FLASH to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
Shut up! Silly woman.
I got worms.
I got hairy legs.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go, you know the thing.
Did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he put on a dress and played Girl Bunny?
No. No.
Neither did I. I was just asking.
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
Look, the proof of the pudding's in the eating. Women are, in fact, demented. They are dangerous people.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Only two things scare me, and one is nuclear war.
What's the other?
Excuse me?
What's the other thing that scares you?
Carnies.
What?
Circus folk. Nomads, you know. Smell like cabbage. Small
hands. Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon on a Friday morning. And you know, not only do we continue to be on the brink of thermonuclear war, which we are. I mean, with Russia and Ukraine and the Europeans and everything heating up, we are on the brink of thermonuclear war. But I'm also feeling very much like the international man of mystery, Austin Powers, this morning, because I have to worry about the nukes flying. I mean, I think Montgomery's a prime target, but I also have fair duty in October, so now I got to worry about carnies, too.
Are you going to go to the Duncan booth? Like where that carny guesses your weight and gives you a hard time and all that? He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I could tell. You related?
I got a little carny blood in me.
You know, don't start with me this morning, Eddie. Don't start with me, because actually, I've got a message from Senator John Kennedy for you, Eddie. And so, as you're trying to help our guest here, I want you to sit down. I want you to put those headphones on, because Senator Kennedy has a message for you. We're doing these, you know, back and forth to where, hey, Joey, I'm going to say something nasty about you. I'm going to claim that there are, you know, that you have herpes. Didn't you say that yesterday?
What, that you have herpes?
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
I saw that medicine in your medicine cabinet for herpes. No,
again, another lie. You're going to try to do this all day long. It's not true, number one. I've been very careful about that.
Can you prove it? Can you prove it?
What's on your lip this morning?
Don't worry about all that.
Is that just chocolate from, oh, that's from your Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
So we're going to sit here and insult each other all morning on Friday morning. I have a message from Senator Kennedy.
All right, you will never win.
Never.
Never.
I'm not even trying.
You will never win it.
Never.
Nothing you do will ever be enough.
Actually, that kind of reminds me of childhood now. That gum. Welcome into the show.
I'm not even trying.
You're not even trying?
No. And when are you going to start wearing your hat like a normal adult instead of like a
12-year-old? I'll wear my hat how I like. I'll wear
you're
it backwards.
You're a 12-year-old or a lesbian. I can't tell which one you're going here.
No, I went actually, I went to, and maybe it was racist of me, but I went to this bar called Dino's on Saturday night.
Oh, really?
Last Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all sorts of people wearing hats. I was the only white fella in there wearing my hat backwards. Yeah. And two other black fellas. And
how young were they? Probably a lot younger than you.
No, they're a little older than I am. Yeah.
All right.
Hello, Brian Dawson. It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good to hear. Congratulations.
That's right. One. Thank you.
Number seven.
Yes, number seven. Siete.
Well, tell the audience a little bit. What's the name?
Rebecca Sophia Dawson.
Oh.
Yep, little baby number seven.
So you've been on newborn duty.
A little bit. Wish I would have got to take a little more time off than I did, but I didn't, and that's okay. But, you know, it was nice to get a little break laying down on that nice couch thing that they have in the hospital for the dads. It's not much of a couch, and it's not much of a bed. It's just a pain in the back.
Do they still tell the fathers-to-be that, hey, could you go chop firewood for us and warm up some water? Do they still just essentially leave us alone?
No, thankfully, although chopping wood does sound fun. It's very manly.
It is. There are entire TikTok accounts dedicated to that.
You've never been into a delivery room and watched childbirth?
It is portal to hell.
Huh? You've never been in a delivery room and watched childbirth?
I went to Catholic school. Of course they showed that crap to us.
No, I mean live, Joey. Sure.
Yeah, you got it.
I mean live. Like,
oh, not in person.
Sir, can you cut this?
No, not in person. Yeah. Oh, you're going to give me the speech from Good Will Hunting next? Like, you can read about the Sistine Chapel, but you don't know what the paint smells like. Up there on the ceiling.
In this particular case, I agree with that 100%.
All right.
I thought I knew what I was doing, young punk 17-year-old.
Yes.
I did not.
Well, I my baby number seven now.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Getting it figured out.
You get it used to.
I'm basically a doula, whatever that means.
But just a reminder, Eddie.
You will never win.
Never. Well, actually, that was Senator Kennedy talking yesterday to the companies of America, and I would love... Especially here in Alabama, whether it's Alabama Power or it's... How do you think Bonner and the RSA feels about ESG? Sorry to throw out so many acronyms.
Wow, this is a fun subject. Do we get to tackle it today?
What? We can.
Communist record keeping there?
I mean, you've been to Alabama Power's website. It'll tell you a little bit about how they...
Oh, they love it, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think what happens is I don't think anybody at Alabama Power actually loves it. And again, so I don't know if it's BlackRock or Vanguard or whatever. And again, this is all conjecture. Let me tee that up with I don't know. But if I was guessing, and even gambling, which we don't do here in Alabama.
No, we don't do that. Unless with people's lives, we do that.
Yeah, with that, we're good. But my gut is these big corporations, no matter if it be Alabama Power, regions, or just a corporation, big corporations in other states, is that... They are publicly traded companies, and then so you get a BlackRock or a Vanguard, you know, or someone like them that goes and buys a certain percentage of that board where they have a, you know, a say in how things are going. Say, well, you know, we own 9% of the board, and we're really concerned that we're not making, you know, we're not taking any long strides towards being more ESG friendly. And we think that that's actually... Things are moving in that direction, and so we really feel like our investors' money is at risk because you're not taking these steps.
What is the social responsibility of Alabama Power other than to keep the power on?
That's it.
It's an incredible job they do, too. But that's their social responsibility. Yes.
But if your board, and again, I'm not saying their board got hijacked. I'm just saying, theoretically, any big corporation that gets a percentage of their board hijacked by commies, right, BlackRock, Vanguard, these people... And then they come in and they put the screws to you and say, we need to start moving this direction or else, right? And then so they're getting pressured into it. I don't think there's anybody in Alabama Power that's like, woo, yeah.
Right.
You know, we want to be pro-tranny.
You remember Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition?
I do not.
Well, he used to go and...
Didn't Donald Trump help fund that?
I don't know if he's helped fund it.
Or it was the presidential campaigns of Jesse Jackson. That
racist. He would go to companies and shake them down for money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this is.
Of course.
On steroids.
Of course.
Somebody took that business plan and said, you know what? This works. We
it's
can make
a high,
anything we happen.
It's a highfalutin white-collar way of saying, ooh, your floors look slippery today. I hope I don't slip and fall. That's all this is.
You said falutin.
Yeah, I heard that.
Is that the way to say it? Or?
I don't know. I haven't heard that word in a while.
You will never win.
You won't, Eddie. You'll never win.
Thanks, Dad.
Not trying.
For those who don't know what ESG is, it's a general approach. It's a new way to score corporations. It used to be profit. Mm-hmm. The bottom line, are you owing up to your fiduciary responsibility to your shareholders?
Or outperforming it.
Right, which would really be ideal. Absolutely would be ideal. But this is how corporations align with social goals beyond earning profits. So your environmental score, what sort of socially responsible campaigns, educating the public, how are you giving back? And how's your governance structure? Is it diverse? Is it inclusive? And we don't mean by ideas. We mean it's a euphemism for how many people are different looking.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Like I said, it's a shakedown.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a shakedown.
How many... black trannies do you have on your board? Or how many? Mm-hmm.
And if you have none,
the intersectional points go up. Yeah.
How many,
if you have none, we have one for you that you will hire now.
Yeah. Right. To quote the late, great Norm MacDonald, somebody asked him, what does cisgender mean? He goes, that's just a way to marginalize a normal person. but others have called ESG a wokeness report card and even compared it to China's social credit score system. Yes. We've reported on how Governor DeSantis, now Florida has a bigger pension fund and they're ready to fight, but Governor DeSantis is using the weight of the Florida pension fund to really push away these things. They're still going to allow some environmental impact studies, like if you're going to build something big, how does it affect the fish or something?
Sure.
Which, fine.
Common
but
sense.
He said, no, we're not doing anything political. We're not doing any of this social stuff.
Just think about the war room in Florida versus the war room in Alabama.
Right.
Right? Think about the governor getting in there. He wakes up at 4 in the morning or whatever, drinks his coffee, does his exercise, and he comes in at 6. Again, this is a conjecture. I don't know.
Yes.
And he gets in there, and he's like, how can we kick these people's ass today? Right? And that's what he does. I wonder what it looks like here. I don't feel like those words are used.
Well, and I saw this article, I agree, you're right, and I think I saw it was from Beltway Libertarian saying this new Ron DeSantis movement or whatever Trump's done, or like these folks want to seize government power and use it against their opponents.
Whoa,
who would ever do that? Well, finally, the Republicans might fight back, but I think you're right when we focus on this state. What, Governor Ivey was pushing electronic vehicles yesterday. Missy, did you plug in the car?
Yeah.
Us
using the government against our opponents, right, looks like possibly to make a point flying a few, illegal immigrants into Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
What it looks like for them is you're going to prison.
Yes.
Right. A little bit different.
With the entire, can they subpoena everybody on the right?
They're going to try.
Can they arrest us all?
87,000 IRS agents. We can be audited if not subpoenaed.
Right.
Well, and I do like that attorneys general are fighting back. And to his credit, Steve Marshall is not, I think, sitting back and waiting on this ESG
stuff.
Steve
Marshall. Yeah. I take a lot of flack for being super critical of people in Montgomery. And I wear that badge proudly.
Well, I'm the one who said Will Ainsworth honks like a goose. You didn't say that.
This is correct.
He does, though.
Yeah, well.
Not all the time. It's when it gets going.
When he gets excited.
Yeah.
And then the goose comes out and you think a goose is coming in for a landing.
When he gets excited.
I know. You're so insensitive, Joey.
Yeah. Well, how dare that kid say that? If you follow good, with your policies, Lieutenant Governor, I can make fun of you and we'll all be happy and friends.
Just do what you're supposed to and we'll make the goose joke stop.
No. Those will never
those
stop.
Always continue.
You're trying to be governor soon.
But you look at
okay, Sheldon.
But you look, Steve Marshall, I do think, gets up in a very DeSantis fashion and says, how can we take it to these people who are trying to ruin our country?
Yep.
And you look at the things he's fighting. He's fighting the ESG, the child mutilation with the transgender stuff. And he's picking these things to fight. And the other thing, I think he takes a lot of flack. Why aren't you looking at this? Why aren't you looking at that? Everyone has limited resources. I have limited resources at 1819 on what I can investigate and what I can look into. He has limited resources, and so he's picking three things. These three things we're going to go after, and of course we're going to be there to catch the other things and look into them. But there's three huge things going on in our country. I forget what they were. He said ESG, the trans stuff. There's one other one.
Using federal facilities for abortions?
I think it may have been
abortion. He was pushing back on that. Anyway,
well, next time you have him in, ask him what, you know, his, those three things are. And he's doing it, you know, and he's doing a really, really good job. And he's saying all the right things, and he's saying the type of things that politicians that are just worried about getting elected, they don't say the things that he's saying.
Well, and again, Eddie, you'll never win. But actually, Senator Kennedy wasn't talking to you. He was talking to the businesses of America.
You will never win. Never. The uber woke sweepstakes. I understand that the pressure to run that race is fierce. You will never win it. Nothing you do will ever be enough. The uber woke people in positions of power in this town think America was evil when it was founded, and it's even more evil today. You're not going to convince them otherwise. I believe that you're not free if you can't say what you think. I encourage you to do that.
Hear, hear. Now, there's a plenty to criticize corporate America for, and we certainly do it on the show. We got an incredible clip that I think populists on the right and the left are rightfully in agreement about, where it's all the top bankers. You know, we played the Rashida Tlaib with Jamie Dimon clip yesterday. By the way, Bruce Pearl, Auburn's basketball coach, waded into that fight.
I saw that.
Which I love. Love seeing that. You know, what is it with Alabama and our coaches? They get so political.
Well, Charles Barkley even said, I'll do anything for Auburn, so look right for him to weigh in.
But at that same hearing, with all the bankers talking to these members of Congress, they started laughing over the fact that one of the top staffers for one of the congressmen was going to end up working for Bank of America. And so they're just sitting there chuckling, oh, his father already works here. Remember the guy with the nine-finger forehead?
Yes.
Yeah, he was the, I think he's Bank of America.
Does that not surprise you? I mean, like the
they're just sitting there chuckling about the revolving door between corporate America and the feds. So it's miserable, but I think John Kennedy is right. The folks on the left have, and they've done it for a while, woke is just the latest iteration of it. They never take yes for an answer.
Yeah.
You step in their direction, they'll keep on walking. Keep on walking. It kind of reminds me of football here in Montgomery.
Football.
I was playing at Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't play offense often, but I'd still work with the receivers. I'd mostly cover and play in corner, but occasionally I'd run routes. And the receivers figured out one year, we had this, I hope he's listening, one guy named Coach Wright. And Coach Wright was a character. Like, he could really go off on a great rant. And but we figured out he had no arm. So when he told you to run a fade route, you weren't running that fade route super hard because he couldn't throw it but 30 yards. And so one day he realizes we've figured it out. And so I'm running a fade route, not running it hard because the guy can't throw it 30 yards. And when I turn around, I see Coach Wright running at full pace with the ball cocked back to throw it. Run, Joey, run! And it's like, you can never win with these guys. They're limp, they're weak, and they won't take yes for an answer.
I got $1 million idea.
I just wanted to tell that Coach Wright story. It had no point to it.
You remember that Eli Manning thing we've been talking about?
Yeah, how he went undercover?
What if you did that at Catholic?
I think that would be a little obvious.
But what made that funny is that Eli Manning was actually good at sports.
Right.
Like, and so it was an undercover guy that was good. And if he went and did it, they'd just be like, well...
No, you could be Chad Powers.
No, one of my proudest moments is we're sitting there doing...
You get down there, Chad. Get to
we're sitting there doing game film, and I guess I hope Coach JR's listening. And, you know, we're studying, like, how we did the week, you know, the Friday before.
Yeah.
And right before a snap, Coach JR pauses it. And he just goes, look at Joey. I'm playing corner out there on an island. I'm like, what the heck is he going to say? Look at him. He's got his gloves. He's got his wristbands. He spat it up. He used to do the little tape up the cleats. He'd be like, hold your laces, son. So he'd do the bunny ear.
Right.
Look at Joey. He looks ready. They ain't going to throw the ball at him. They ain't going to throw the ball at him. And then he hits play, and they didn't throw the ball at me. I'm like, I think you're giving me a little too much credit there. Thanks for pointing out my brilliant fashion on the football field.
You should keep wearing those gloves, man.
Yeah, I've thought about bringing gloves back. At least driving gloves.
You got the hats.
Yeah, I got the hats. Yeah. Actually, I got some leather driving gloves that were bequeathed to me by my late grandfather.
Flutant bequeathing.
Yeah. But the woke Olympics is a dangerous game to play, especially when you see how absurd things can get. This is just a little excerpt from a great book called The New Right by a fellow named Michael Malice. And this is just a screenshot of things that were called racist over time. And it's really remarkable what is considered and what has been considered racist in so many ways. For instance, let me pull it up here. Engaging with other cultures, that's racist. Not engaging with other cultures.
Also racist.
Also racist. Yeah. Noticing other races. Mm. Very racist. Not noticing other races. Also racist. Moving out of minority neighborhoods. Moving into minority neighborhoods. Repeating what a racist said. Ignoring what a racist said. Expecting people to show up on time. Milk. Milk has been called racist.
Yes.
In fact, I've got a list of things here beyond this little screenshot of what has been called racist over the years. I think we should go through it.
When we come back.
272-9228. You audience members, by the way, need to listen up. It's time for an education. Sure. This isn't just for fun and for giggles. Brian, Eddie.
Everything's racist.
You're learning.
I mean, even my dog's racist.
Are you?
Actually, I've met racist dogs before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
a real thing.
That's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Anyway, we'll be right back.
You will never win. Never. You will never win it. Nothing you do will ever be enough.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Did you know the general life expectancy of a water heater is only 10 to 12 years? Are you noticing water around the base or the tank making unusual noises? Is the water temperature in your home irregular? Well, it might be time to have a plumbing expert take a look at that for you. Visit ClarkComfort.com today to learn how you can save $100 off your water heater replacement. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile. Alabama certification number 99004.
I'm Donald Trump, and I love Alabama. As many of you know, there are few issues facing our nation as important as election integrity and election fraud. This is why the people of the great state of Alabama must work together to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. So get out, register to vote, and get a photo ID so you can make your voice heard and decide the future of our great country. Thank you.
Visit alabamavotes.gov, paid for by the Office of the Secretary of State, Montgomery, Alabama.
Tickle Pink is back, and we're pinker than ever. Come join Alabama News Network on Saturday, September 24th at Montgomery Multiplex. There'll be 100 vendors geared towards all things women, plus entertainment and speakers. Watch the Survivor Makeover reveal. You could win cash or fabulous door prizes. Proceeds benefit the Cancer Wellness Foundation. Tickets are on sale now at alabamanews.net.
Sponsored by Jackson Hospital and Clinic, Health Star, Hennig Furs, AMS Studios, and Wellness Coalition.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Before we get into more things that have been called racist, I mean, there's some racist stuff. I don't like racism.
But it waters it down.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So, like, when you say this is racist and that's racist, and then the dude that says something that really is racist, it's like the whole boy who cried right. wolf thing.
Exactly. And isn't the moral of that story is the wolf shows up eventually?
Yeah,
exactly. Let's not
when the real racist thing happens, everyone's so like, oh my gosh, let me guess, it's racist.
Right, yeah, it just desensitizes everybody. Yeah. But first we need to talk about Todd Clark there at River Region Contracting. You've been working with these people, Eddie.
Yes, I have. In fact, they were putting on a roof at Pam's late place yesterday. I called Pam right around dark, and she said, they're finishing up. I said, what do you mean? It's almost dark. They hadn't left yet? She's like, oh, no. No, they're still working.
Wow.
Yeah. So usually the people I've hired in the past,
they do enough to get by.
Right.
Manana.
4 o'clock, you start looking, and you can't find nobody. So that really impressed me. And they are coming to my place, I think, the end of next week to do my work.
Now, you're getting your metal roof fixed up, and you're also getting some of those professional-grade seamless gutters.
Yes.
But, folks, whether it's a metal roof or an asphalt roof, and whatever you need in terms of gutters for your home, River Region Contracting can help you. And you knew there was a problem.
Oh, yeah. I had a little bit of a leak, so that's what triggered the call. And the little bit of a leak I had was super minor. In fact, the guy fixed it the day that they came out and did my roof inspection. But we got talking about the gaskets. Yeah. And he's like, you know, you don't have a problem now, but you're going to. Yeah. So let's go ahead and address it now.
Right. Let's just get it done now.
Right.
And even if you don't know you have a problem, but you're a little suspicious of it, or you just haven't had an inspection in a while, you should be getting that inspected every 3 to 5 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
To find a problem early so it's less expensive and so your insurance company will cover it. Here's the good news. At River Region Contracting, their inspections and estimates are always free.
Free, baby.
And they're also a team of insurance specialists. So if they do find a problem with your roof, your insurance company may pay for, they can walk you through that claims process and make it an easy, even pleasurable experience. They're that good there at River Region Contracting. And again, don't forget about those seamless gutters. They come in all sorts of colors to match your home's color scheme. And it'll protect your home's foundation, also save you thousands of dollars in landscaping by stopping yard erosion, by diverting water from your house the right way. So call Todd Clark and his team today at 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. So you know what's really racist, fellas? Being nice.
How is that racist?
A group called Race to Dinner called for painfully honest conversations between white women and BIWOC, that is Black, Indigenous, and Women of Color. Since white women's obsession with being nice is a tool of white supremacy. Well, I already know about the next one. Dr. Seuss. We already know Dr. Seuss is racist. It happened down on Mulberry Street, and we can't have that. Charcoal face masks. Those are also very, very racist.
Also unattractive on a woman.
I don't think they're going for attractive in the moment. You know, sometimes there's me time, Eddie, and it's not about just pleasing your men.
Really?
Yeah.
What a waste of time.
I know. Eskimo pies, also racist. Mm. Well, that's after the Aunt Jemima syrup outrage. The company who makes Eskimo pies admitted their name is, in fact, derogatory.
Yeah, it's Inuit. I knew it. It was racist.
On the tribe, actually.
I didn't know about this one. Katy Perry's shoes are racist. Apparently, pop sensation Katy Perry entered the world of fashion design with a lead balloon. The singer released a line of shoes in 2017 that was quickly pulled from the shelves when they were said to resemble blackface. Okay.
Shoes that resembled blackface.
I don't even know to go there.
Milk chocolate Easter ducks. A supermarket was forced to remove Easter candy / ducks after the dark chocolate one was packaged with a racist name. Well, that's no fun. Forever 21 shirts, also been deemed racist.
I didn't like them, but I didn't think they were racist.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
He wears those SquarePants.
Yeah, the popular cartoon character SpongeBob SquarePants was called a violent racist colonizer.
Colonizer?
By University of Washington professor Holly M. Barker in October 2019, supporting a white basketball player, also racist. Ted Bundy's murders. Well, at least some murders aren't racist.
I don't know the history of the women he killed, but did he kill anyone that wasn't white?
Well, according to actor Zac Efron, you know that
fella. Oh, yeah, I love some Zac Efron.
He said serial killer Ted Bundy was only able to escape capture for so long because of white privilege.
Oh.
Mm. Huh.
Maybe the fact that he didn't kill any black people shows that he's, you know.
But is it racist? But that's what I'm wondering. Is it racist because he didn't kill black people?
He killed like 30 plus white women and they just didn't look at him.
Sexist too.
That's a lot of questions.
They just weren't swift enough to like finger him and be like, "Hey, it's that
guy." What to him?
To finger him, like point him out in the lineup.
Okay.
Do we know they were all really white?
Cruel and unusual punishment.
Or did they just identify as white women?
Well, I don't know. You never know these days. Are they even women? What is a woman? What is a man? What is truth? I mean, we don't know these things anymore.
Although I do know Ted Bundy was on The Dating Game.
Well, next thing that's racist, math.
I can agree with that one. I hate math.
So you're now going to embrace your anti-racism?
I'm all about that, yeah.
According to Rochelle Gutierrez, an education professor at the University of Illinois, math is racist since on many levels, mathematics itself operates as whiteness, who get credit for doing and developing mathematics, who is capable in mathematics, and who is seen as part of the mathematical community, and generally, it's generally viewed as white. Uh-huh. And now, grading homework, also racist. A book called Grading for Equity argues that actually grading a student's homework is racist since it creates inequity. The author sells the book for $30 and offers a three-month crash course on racism for $139. Among the lectures included is one that includes an argument that IQ tests are racist. So any testing, really, it's going to lead to inequities. I didn't know all these things. Here,
when I was a struggling student, I could have got behind this, but not anymore.
Let's bring on Duke here. Duke, did you know all... Look, sleep is racist.
Man, you sour a bunch of... Ain't three of y'all in there this morning?
Yeah, man, bunch of
white supremacists. Three sour racist white guys. Racist sour asses up in there this morning. Oh, sorry.
What, did you not get enough sleep last night?
No sleep, nah. Anyway, and your guest, what's your guest's name?
Brian.
Brian Dawson.
My Miss Brian, I got to get you now. You've got a little sense of humor, don't you? I'm finna mess with you, too.
Get me.
Now, you acting like you black, getting all them babies like that.
That's right.
You got a little blacker. You out, right?
There you go.
You better look underneath the hood, buddy.
I love Duke.
You ain't miss a damn beat, buddy.
Wow.
But old Louis Farrakhan said some years ago, he said, white folk racer when it comes to Syria. He said, across the place, you know, you got the whiteness in it, you know, the white specks and the sugars, whatever. Say, they're great. You know, but the cocoa puff, they dark serious, so they make it go cuckoo.
goodness.
Oh, boy. That's all right, but, see, we got to have fun about this kind of stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? See,
well, it's so ridiculous.
When you meet true people that's not racist, you know, you can tell the difference. You know what I'm saying? I deal with racist people, but
right.
Well, we having fun this morning.
Now, okay. Duke, like, you like eating at Cracker Barrel?
I ain't going to Cracker Barrel.
Is it because all the crackers?
I ain't fooled with a cracker, neither the barrel.
Well, actually, that finishes out this list. The Cracker Barrel logo is apparently racist. Apparently, a Twitter user said the Cracker Barrel logo, the brand screams white people and argues that the logo implies slavery.
Hey, Joe, that old cracker might try to put me in that barrel.
Well, I don't want that. The pancakes are good, though, man. They heat up the syrup.
Hey, what about Governor Ivory right quick, man? She's on an electric car.
Good morning, sugar. How are you? I love electric cars.
Yeah.
You going to get you one, Governor?
Yeah, especially because we have all that graphite. Isn't that right, Missy? Oh, Missy, you're so wise. My top of plug in the car, Missy. We're going for a ride.
Mm-hmm. People probably won't vote for her now, huh? You think?
No, they probably. Well, I don't know if they're going to get another opportunity to vote for her.
She's got about another 13 months left before she retires.
I didn't mean that. That's just rude.
I'm talking about in November.
Oh, yeah. You got some folks running against her, but you know this state.
People might back out because you're talking about, you know, cars like Biden, talking about electric cars and all that stuff, you know.
Now, Kay Ivey's going to win. Should Katie Britt be shaking in her boots? Katie Britt's going to win. Young Boozer's unopposed, right? Steve Marshall really has no competition. Like, all the Young folks that Boozer. Are in there. That's a
what
good
a
name.
Strange name.
It's a good name.
I've heard some crazy ones.
All right.
He's old Boozer.
He's very much a sober individual. Yeah. He really knows his finances.
He's the son of old Boozer.
Yeah.
Well, then, how about leave y'all racist and white guys alone? I got things to do.
All right,
thank
Duke.
You.
Appreciate it, Duke.
All right.
272-9228. Now the world's really gone mad, and you got to laugh at the absurdity of it all in the midst of all the sad, tragic things that are really happening, I joke, but we really are, it seems, on the brink of thermonuclear war.
Would you have Taco Bell again last night?
No.
Make a run for the border?
Oh, I'm talking about the Ruskies.
Oh, I don't, you know, honestly, from Vladimir's point of view, what's he got to lose? Is he a bit of a madman? Yeah. But do you think no one would stand in the way? No one would tell him, we're not going to do this? Because now, right now, he's pushing people out of windows.
Well, that's the difficulty. He's getting criticized from people who are more liberal, don't like the war, but he's also getting criticized from the Russian right wing.
Yeah, well, you saw the protests in the Soviet Union.
Right. Oh, yeah. And a lot of people leaving the country.
Yeah, the border. Look at the border with Georgia.
Mm-hmm. So, but I'm saying that my problem with this war is, number one, it shouldn't have happened in the first place. This was
no war should
people sleepwalking into this war for 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But my big issue now that it started and Russia did this, what's the end game? And when you look at our government's track record and how they've talked about all the great reports out of Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, the Arab Spring went so well across all of the Arab world as well, right? It makes you wonder what's the end game with this. So we got to be able to chuckle. Nativity scenes have been considered racist.
What?
Yep. Nativity scenes. Wow.
Really?
Yes.
I think when racism was at its, I don't know what, like, the happiest there's been with interracial relations in the United States was when Chappelle's show was on.
I think that's a good point.
I mean, there was the thought of racism didn't even exist. Like, everyone we went to school with, everybody we hung out with, like, it wasn't even a thing. And then Obama brought it back full fold, knowing that he could use the slight grievance that still existed between black and whites, pour gas on it, create division, which is total Marxist strategy.
And I think it's the combination of Obama and social media booming at around that same time. I think if Obama's were in the early 90s like the Clintons, it might have been a little different. But yeah. I don't know. They definitely used it and are still using it. We got to hit this break. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999. Or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victoryland.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victoryland Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. On this first full day of fall, what a nice change in our weather following a frontal passage. Today, sunshine, less humid, not as hot, high temperature up to about 86. Clear skies, comfortably cool tonight, overnight low 62. Good night for area high school games. In fact, good football weather tomorrow with a high temperature up to about 87, low humidity, more sun. Sunday, high temperature in the upper 80s, another front approaches. There could be a few spotty afternoon storms somewhere in the area. Then another batch of some really nice air by Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. The news and views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
That's that list of racist stuff. Yeah. Starbucks on there, and I've gotten a couple of texts that says Starbucks is racist.
Well, but that one goes without saying.
Okay. Oh, okay. But why, though? Is it?
Nobody knows.
No.
Let's go to Phil. Hey, Phil. Hello, Phil.
Good morning, gentlemen. You guys are on a roll this morning, man. Great, great topic, great conversation. And Duke, my man, I almost put the car in the ditch again, Duke. You got to calm down on the radio, man. Hey, we got to get Duke a gig at a local comedy club or something, man, because this guy kills it every time he gets on the radio.
Amen.
Duke, if you're listening, we appreciate you, man. You make a bunch of folks laugh, and you got a great outlook on life, sir. So, but we all know the world's upside down, man, so when we can all come together and talk about stuff like this, sometimes things get resolved. And other times they don't, but at least the conversation is taking place. You know what I mean?
There you go.
And, well, we appreciate y'all, and keep up the good work. I'll tell you what, we need more folks like Duke out there that are willing to tell it like it is and be joyful about it and realize we're all different. I believe in the Bible, and forgive me, it's been a long time since I read it. Adam and Eve, I believe, were deemed Nubian, which is not white, it's not black, not Jewish, it's not Muslim, it's a neutral. And if we all believe our Bible and we all came from Adam and Eve, then Duke, you're right. Everybody got a little soul in them.
Appreciate it, Phil.
Y'all have a great day.
See you, Phil.
No, and you made the point, Brian, about Chappelle's show. But I've talked to Duke about this off the air, and I've talked to other people, seen this point made. When everybody talks about we need to have a conversation that raises consciousness about race in America, it's like the comedians.
Yeah.
Like, all the way back, you can go back to Pryor, of course, but, like, especially the 90s and the time I grew up in and started watching comedy, a lot of the black comedians would do that and would make, for instance, some white people didn't go, well, I don't have a culture. What do you mean? I'm just here in America. No, they would point out stuff. Yeah. No, but it would be done in a funny way. It'd be done in a way that actually got people to laugh, think, and have a little bit of community.
Yeah.
And we need more of that. And that's still out there, thank God. But so much of this has been weaponized for politics, and it's unfortunate. Let's go to Sweet D. Hello, Sweet D.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
But I did want to tell you that I had a racist dog.
Really?
I'm telling
Wait
you,
a minute.
It is a real thing.
It's a very real thing. I brought him from Atlanta. He was a pit bull. So when I moved out to the country...
I thought German Shepherd.
Yeah.
He was a pit bull. But he was really racist, okay? Because anytime somebody black would come to the house, he would just go insane. And anytime anybody white would come, he would...
Oh, Sweet D?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, did you hear me?
No.
No, you left us
Anytime off. Somebody white showed up, it was then nothing.
Okay, he never made a sound. Like, they could be on my property for hours walking around. But if a black person even drove up, he would go insane, just like...
Wait, where in Atlanta did you get this dog?
Right.
I had him forever. I had him since he was a puppy. He was born racist.
Man,
he was born racist.
Well, then can you really blame him?
He says it's a learned behavior, but
he doesn't even know better.
In the blood.
He may have learned that from me.
My buddy, one of my buddies at Hyundai swears up and down to this day that all German Shepherds are racist. All
German Shepherds.
Yeah, I believe
but yeah, dogs can be racist.
That's so funny.
Well, I appreciate it, Dave.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. So, Family Guy, right? That's the joking Family Guy.
It is.
Brian, you know, he's like, oh, I got all kinds of black friends. I don't know what's going on, man. I swear I'm not racist.
Yeah. No, you got to have that comedy. And it's true. It's true. Are you sure the German Shepherds are?
He's my buddy Terry. He's a great friend of mine. I've known him for years. And we had him over at Justin's house. He's an electrician doing some electrical work. And he would not. And Justin's German Shepherd was the biggest sissy dog ever. But Terry would go back out of the truck with me. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, man, I ain't staying alone in that house with that dog. I was like, why not? He said, German Shepherd, man. Everybody knows German Shepherds are racist.
Yeah.
To the point where he wouldn't like leave his hands down. He would pull his fingertips up. And I was like, when he's walking, I go, Terry, what are you doing? That dog ain't getting my hand.
Wow.
My fingers. And he's to this day, he'll swear, all German Shepherds are racist.
And what it is, and so how it works, so like... humans have it too, but it's on a way different level.
Yeah.
But dogs sense pattern. That's why they go nuts when someone's wearing a uniform. So you see someone casually dressed and someone shows up in a uniform and it's not in their normal pattern. And so anything that's outside their pattern that's common,
that makes
they attack.
Sense.
And so if they're only used to having mostly white people around, all of a sudden a black person shows up. And so it's a double whammy when you're like a black UPS guy or a black mail worker, right?
Or the
reverse around, like if you go into a black neighborhood and you're a white mailman or a white police officer or something. So it's patterning.
They're noble creatures.
Dogs profile by nature.
Yeah, I know. They're noble beasts, but yeah, they don't have the same perceptual setup we got. Though some people do act like dogs. 272-9228.
That's rough.
Huh?
That's rough. Get it? You see the pun? Eddie. Oh, the pun is thick in here this morning.
You will never win.
Eddie. No.
Let me go ahead and tell you, I won a long time ago when I met my wife. I won.
He must be in trouble.
Shut up, Brian!
No, didn't you agree with the president yesterday when he said...
Women are, in fact... demented. They are dangerous people.
Right.
All women except for my wife.
There you go.
And my mother.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. In some debate. Yeah, it was him stepping all over his words. He's trying to make some other
That's
point.
That's weird. He normally is very crisp and clear and understandable.
Watch me. Watch me. I'm Joe. Watch me. And then he got lost on stage the next day.
See, I've been missing this because I've been out.
Man, it's so bad, but we got to hit another break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. And they're at Physical Prattville. Of course, they can help you with some basic rehab. Say you sprain your ankle or you really hurt your knee and you need to get that strength back and your confidence back in walking. They can help you with that. They're at Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. In fact, they have this 360 walking track. You were strapped into it, right, Eddie?
I was, and I felt very comfortable because I wasn't going to fall.
Yeah, you're in a harness, and so you have no fear of falling. It lets you test yourself going up and down steps. That stability board is nothing to joke about.
No.
Like, somebody with great balance is going to have trouble on that thing.
Joey?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And no, it allows you... No, I don't have good ankle mobility. I'm learning
but you,
this.
You realized it that day,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been realizing that. But they can help you with those sort of basic things, rehab that injury, get you back to a confident level to where you can get around how you'd like. And maybe you have something more chronic, though, like inner ear problem, vision problems, recent strokes, mild strokes can cause these issues as well. Well, they have cutting-edge technology there, like virtual reality testing and therapy that allows them to pinpoint exactly what's wrong with you.
That's right.
And then with the same technology, puts you through some virtual reality programs that get you better slowly but surely over time. Some folks don't even believe it. It's like imperceptible. But they're constantly upping the difficulty. No, she said that she had one client going, y'all got to up the difficulty on this thing. I'm getting too good at it. And she goes, sir, we have been. Every week, every session you come in, and she proved it to him
transition.
With the difficulty. Like, you know, one we did was we were on a boat. And so you can make the waves rock more. Yep. You can make it more violent, so your body has to react in time. And so it almost like you won't even notice until you realize, oh, wow, I can walk around. I have no fear. Whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what they do there. So check out Physical Therapy and Balance Center Prattville today. You can always call them at 595-9990. That's 595-9990. Ask about a free balance test. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. Well, we're pretty much done with the first hour. That flew by.
Hey, I'm going to call Ray in just a second.
Ray Bowles?
That's all right with you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right. Now that I said it, I'll probably forget.
Still having short-term memory problems?
Big time. Told you, I kicked the pills. And
that's good, man.
Dude.
I'm happy for you.
Going to see a rager.
I'm happy for you. No, and this is not some illegal thing.
Oh, no,
it's actually a story we didn't get to yesterday that we should. About that controlled study with antidepressants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Pretty crazy stuff out there. Anyway, more news and views when we come back.
Joey Clark.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
With fall and football here, it's time to get that backyard and patio ready to host those tailgates and campfires. Froggy Bottom Materials has just what you need. From refreshing beds and borders with pine straw and mulched and natural stone patios with fire pits and flagstone, Froggy Bottom has it all and is ready to deliver what you need to fulfill your vision. And if you need help, we're here to help. Give us a call, 215-3704. That's 215-3704. Visit froggybottommaterials.com or come see us on Highway 80 East in Pike Road.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill, the electrician.
Oh, hello, Bill. Say, I like your houndstooth hat. Bama fan?
Well, sorta.
Oh, you're also wearing a War Eagle sweatshirt and a Troy jacket.
Yeah, well, I grabbed a hot wire last week. Kinda scrambled my brain.
Electricity is nothing to trifle with. That's why you only want electricians who are safety conscious and code compliant, like the experts at Crosby Electric.
Okay, ma'am, you take this 2x4, and if you notice I ain't saying much, give me a good knock on the head.
What?
All Crosby Electric team members are trained to make safety our number one priority to avoid dangerous situations.
All ready to go, ma'am. Just have to connect this wire and...
Oh, Bill, are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Good as new.
Yeah, sure. Who's your favorite team?
Pistachio?
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
In today's world, you need to know how to defend yourself and family. You need to go to Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex on Carmichael Parkway. Qualified instructors will be glad to answer any question or set up target lessons. You can bring your own firearm for target practice or rent from a wide variety from Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex. Enjoy the state-of-the-art air-conditioned shooting range. Your firearm will not help you if you don't know how to use it. Open 7 days a week. Check them out on the web right now at MontgomeryIndoorShooting.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Cuneo, CEO of Lexicon. So you went to law school, passed the bar, and joined a firm, or even built your own. Now, are you finding out that you went through all that just to wind up doing more administrative work than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal software and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Lexicon allows you to manage your entire practice from anywhere on one comprehensive platform. Retaining clients and managing cases is what you do, but Lexicon makes it easy to manage them in one place. Increase efficiencies, bill more hours, and focus on doing what you do best, practicing law. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more. Sign up before Labor Day to receive free implementation and training. lexiconservices.com/go.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour